This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Millions of people in the Chinese city of Lanzhou are scrambling to buy bottled water at inflated prices after the city's water supply was contaminated with benzene. Levels of the cancer-causing chemical in the city's tap water were found to be 20 times China's national limit. Officials were telling people to heat the water outside in the hopes the benzene will boil off. We're joined by Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz. Hey, Rob.
Good morning, David.
How did the water supply for such a big city get this contaminated?
Yeah, you know, Lanzhou officials are blaming two explosions, one of them 27 years ago, the other 12 years ago at oil refineries in the area. They say these explosions caused oil to slowly seep into the groundwater over the years, and that this sudden rise in levels of benzene shows this decades-old oil is now contaminating the city's water supply.
How are people coping with this?
Well, Lanzhou is a really big city, around 3 million people or so. So people have been queuing up at grocery stores to buy bottled water. Some shops are reportedly marking that water up by more than 100% to profit off of this. The city government has told residents if they boil the water, the benzene should boil off in 5 to 10 minutes. But it's also warning people to boil that water outside or with a window open so that the benzene fumes don't poison them.
Now, what does this say about how much China's prioritizing the protection of the environment?
Well, you know, just a month ago, Premier Li Keqiang announced China's government would declare a war on pollution. But according to many here, it's already sort of losing that war. I spoke to Greenpeace China's Du Xia today about this, and here's what she said.
Nearly 80% chemical industries are built in the densely populated city areas. The government should take more prevention to manage these chemical industries.
And the government in Lanzhou should have informed the public much earlier than they did about this water contamination. The state media is now reporting that city officials waited 9 days to tell the public that their water was contaminated. Fortunately, the government there now says water quality in the city is returning back to normal.
Returning back to normal. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, David.